For the scripture reading, Psalm 22, 12 to 15. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions tearing their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. I bring greetings from the land of India. Stella, you might be surprised if a large percentage of our 1.9 billion people come to know the Lord. We might, by sheer numbers, change the language of heaven. And I hope it happens. I just want to bring a few concerns from India. As you might be aware, as you read through newspapers, the changing face of India, where there is an economic growth happening, a lot of things are happening in the economic scene, but that also brings in an increasing marginalization, increasing poor-rich divide, increasing religious fundamentalism, and an increasing change in the mission context also. We are finding an increasing growth in the urban, prosperity, gospel-driven churches. Again, at the same time, there is an increasing house church movement in the rural villages of the northern India where Christian presence is less than 1%. Pray for the church in India. Indian church has always been providing leadership in missions. Cross-cultural missionaries have moved out traditionally from south, northeast and other parts of India where Christian presence is more than the northern part of India and have provided leadership. But in the changing context of India, whether there is increasing marginalization, increasing poor-rich divide, but the urban church growth in prosperity, gospel and other issues, the church needs to be sensitive to the increasing divide and realign itself to where the heart of God is. And so pray that in the next few years, when India changes, the church would be reflective, sensitive, and move where God wants them to move. This divide also opens up a large opportunity for professionals to move with new initiatives into rural missions. But what we are seeing is, because of the opportunities available, we are not finding that kind of a impetus or increasing numbers. Pray that in the next few years, large numbers of Christian professionals will move into the areas where there is marginalization, set up health programs, set up development programs, set up businesses, set up various things so that we can uplift the marginalized and the poor. Pray for EHA, which I represent, Emmanuel Hospital Association. We primarily are involved in healthcare development across the northern belt of India, which is the 13 or 14 states in the northern belt. We have 20 hospitals, 28 community health and development programs, about 8 HIV/AIDS programs. We cater to more than 500,000 patients through and almost about 3 million communities through community health programs. More than about 2,000 people with HIV infection are cared for by us. Almost around 20,000 drug users, 5,000 sex workers go through our programs. But sometimes this can be just numbers. This can be just programs. Pray that our staff will not lose, each of us, including me and the whole staff. We have more than 1,500 staff across the various programs, that we will not lose the passion and the compassion. And also, as we care for, open up God's heart to these people, that these people will come to a saving knowledge of Christ. because none of our patients are from the Christian background. Almost 99.9% are Hindus, Muslims, or other from other faiths. So that as we care for them, that they will come to know the one and only true God. Pray for us as a family. My wife Sarah is involved in the HIV hospital in Delhi, involving on a day-to-day basis with people living and dying with the HIV infection. Pray for me, for wisdom, as I lead the whole ministry. Pray for our children in a special age, 16 and 12, a boy and a girl, that as parents will have wisdom to bring them up in the knowledge of God, and that we would, as a family, be faithful to the calling for which He has called us.